Rai, Argentina to the World presents Migrants and Refugees. A regular Rai feature produced by Silvana Avellaneda. And as usual, this weekly segment starts introducing a musician, an artist, and this week's artist is Lila Downs, a Mexican woman who's the daughter of a Mixtec Indian singer from Mexico and an American filmmaker. She's a singer, songwriter, producer, actress, and also an anthropologist. She sings in Spanish, English, and several native languages of Mexico, such as Mixtec and Zapotec, as well as Mayan, Purépecha, and Nahuatl. At age 14, she moved to the US with her father, and years after studying in LA, she settled in Oaxaca, Mexico, where she worked with migrants and peasants. She vindicates, of course, her Mexican and indigenous roots, as well as the regional music of Oaxaca. This is the artist we introduced this week as part of our regular segment on migrants and refugees, is Mexican-American singer Lila Downs, in this case with her rendition of the classic song by Catalonian French artist Manu Chao, Clandestino. Originally, the song is mainly about those African migrants that try, many of them dying in the process, to cross the Mediterranean Sea, trying to reach Europe and die. Well, in this case, the song has been converted, and all of the nationalities mentioned are Latin American nationalities, mainly referring to the wave of refugees and migrants attempting to reach the US that is constantly seen at the Mexican border, not only Mexicans, but Central Americans, and those who do not come from Mexico, but come from South America as well, and try to struggle as migrants in North America. Another story as part of this regular segment is about 60,000 young refugees and migrants who arrived alone and as children in Italy. They need support now that they became adults. The 60,000 young refugees and migrants who are estimated to have arrived in Italy as unaccompanied minors between the years 2014 and 2018, who are already the age of 18, still need support in order to ensure the success of their transition to adulthood. This is what a joint statement issued by UNICEF and the Office of the United Nations for Refugees, the UNHCR, says. The report is called At the Crossroads, Unaccompanied and Separated Children in Their Transition to Adulthood in Italy. It highlights the threefold transition that these young people have to face as they turn 18. One is moving from teenage years to adulthood. The other one is from living in one country to living in another. And third, overcoming the emotional pain and trauma experienced as they leave their homes and during their dangerous journeys. A clearer understanding of the factors favoring or hindering a positive transition from being a refugee minor to becoming an independent, self-reliant and resilient adult will help the states to redouble their efforts to protect not only refugee children, but also their successful transition to adulthood. This was explained by the UNHCR representative for Southern Europe, Roland Schilling. The new report identified factors which hindered the transition of young refugees and migrants to adulthood, including slow and complex procedures for obtaining legal documents, discrimination and racism, difficulty accessing education and training and finding work, overcoming emotional trauma and the risk of violence, especially for women. And the UN has praised Brazil's decision to recognize thousands of Venezuelans as refugees. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed Brazil's decision, as spokesman Stefan Duharic said last week. I can say that the Secretary General welcomes and thanks Brazil for this decision, Duharic said. As a former High Commissioner for Refugees, he's well aware of the important effect this will have on Venezuelans, not just by increasing protection and access to vital services, Mr. Duharic said. Guterres, let's recall, served for 10 years as head of the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees before becoming Secretary General. And on Thursday, Brazil's National Committee for Refugees recognized about 21,000 Venezuelans in the country as refugees and decided that the asylum applications of Venezuelans who meet the necessary criteria in Brazil will be processed quickly without the need for an interview.